Okay, so it is from continuing in the 22nd perek of Maseches Kelim, perek of Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hashulchan shenitla achas mi raglav tahar. If one leg of a table is removed, then it's tahar, because you can't use it to eat on it anymore. Nitla shnia tahar, a second leg is removed, it's still tahar, because it's even, it really can't be used. Nitla shlish is tameh, but once a third leg is removed, then it's tameh, because you could use it as a tray, meaning it's no longer usable as a table. Now it could be used as a tray. Kisha yachshav lav, but that's only if you now have altered your expectation of it and you plan on using it as a tray. Rabbi Yossi Omer ein tzarich machshava. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't need to think that you want to use it as a tray. Just by virtue of its physical makeup, it is something that is now a tray. V'chein adulfiki, and the same is true of the smaller side tables that they would use. So now moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Safsol shnita lechem mirash of tahar. If a bench had one of its legs taken off of it, it's tahar because you can't sit on it anymore. Not al sheni tahar, if the second leg was taken off, it's also tahar because the top of the bench without any legs doesn't do you any good. Unless it's a tefach thick, a tefach high, because then you might want to sit on it so it has some usage. Shrafraf shenita lechem mirash of tameh. If you have a footstool that one of its legs is taken off, it's still tameh because you could still put your feet on it, even though it's now angled downward because it has only one leg and not the other, but that's still usable to rest your feet on. V'chena kisei shelifnei katedra, and the same is true with a chair that's in front of a katedra, meaning that women that are traveling would have a seat in the wagon, and there was like a little kisei, which really means like a footrest in front of it, so that also, if one leg is removed from it, is still going to be tamei. So let's review in Perichav Beis, Mishnah Beis. We said that if a table is missing one or two legs, it's tahar, but once the third leg is missing, it can become tamei machlokas, whether you need to have a machshava to use it as a tray at that point. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we discussed if a bench is missing one of its legs, it's tahar, and certainly if it's missing both of its legs, unless it's high enough that it's still usable for sitting on. And a footstool, though, is different, because even if it's missing one of its legs, it's still somewhat usable. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perichav Peis, Mishnah Dalit.